Everything that has spread, praise the Lord. Everything everything that has breath. Praise the Lord.
I thank God for the word of God, because the Bible says that word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. There was a time when I was broken down. I don't remember what exactly, but I was very sad and I just felt I was broken down. And this verse that rejoice in the Lord always, Philippians 4:4 and 6 and 7. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. And then from 6 onwards, it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That time when I was upset, my mind was not working. My heart was like, it was like you feel a burden on your heart and your mind doesn't work at all. I just thought of applying this word of God, which is sharper than a two-edged sword. I went inside my room and the word says, be anxious for nothing. I told God, I'm really anxious about this situation. And I thank you that even though I have a problem, the solution comes from you. So I thank God and I just surrendered the issue into your hands. And trust me, this actually works. The Prince of Peace is in us. The peace of God, it just covered my mind and my heart, and I was so much at peace, so much at peace. So I really thank God for this word of God which is available to us. Amen.
I want to thank God that He is a God of hope. So when we struggle through sickness and everything, there's just a peace in our heart that we don't lose hope. We know that we will be healed in time.
Psalm 24:4. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Even though I walk through many darkest valleys, but I came victorious by His light. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I would like to read John 14:27. Jesus tells His disciples, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I was not in peace the whole week, last week. Then I worshiped God and then I prayed. Then some peace came into my mind. So it's not like the peace which the world can give. The world peace is dependent on the circumstances. But our peace is doesn't depend on the circumstances. Even in midst of our problem, we can be at peace because of Jesus.
Remember what we said last Sunday, that when we're listening to the Holy Spirit and we're tuned to Him, we fall in line. I have it written here, so, and I shared it with them. I said, I felt God putting His finger on peace this morning. How many people shared on peace this morning? 3. Can you see that? God is amazing. God is amazing. And I felt God saying, share this with the church. And what is this thing that Jesus said He would leave when He left us? He said, my peace I leave with you. Peace not that the world can give. Okay, that means the world can give you some kind of peace, but His peace is different. Yeah? And there is a thing that we've heard this phrase, Satan comes to rob, steal, and destroy. Okay? Now, I don't know if you're familiar. Has your pocket ever been picked? Yeah. It has, yeah? Now, if you know that, they always work in pairs. It's called bump and lift. So one guy jolts you, your attention is diverted to the person who has bumped your shoulder. In the meantime, the second guy has taken your wallet. And the devil does the same thing with us, bump and lift. So what does he do? He brings in a situation into your life, maybe illness, finance, relational discord, whatever, that's the bump. And his aim is to rob you of your peace, your joy, your delight in God. And he says, do not be unaware of the devil's schemes. And I think for some of us, we have fallen prey to bump and lift. And we've got distracted by the bump that Satan has put in our lives, whatever that may be, illness, finance, relationships, issues. And we feel like we've lost our peace. But you know what? The Prince of Peace dwells in our heart. So in that sense, his peace can never go away. For his peace to go away means he has to leave you. Can that happen? Why? Because he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Okay? Once he comes to dwell in our hearts, he comes to dwell there forever. So the devil will try and make you think that you've lost your peace. Okay? And if you've been at your gym group, that lesson is key. You will understand more of it when you do your first lesson this week. He can't. You have control over what you're thinking and your emotions. And you say to yourself and you speak the word of God to yourself and you say, I have the peace of Christ. Because it says, he will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. Which means whose mind is preoccupied with Jesus. He will keep him in perfect peace. That is an intense, strong peace. Okay? Let the peace of God minister to you this morning. Anyone feel I can relate with this? Yes, my peace has been robbed because of finance, relationships, situations, illness. Okay, let's lift our eyes to Jesus. Because the thing the devil wants is for you to focus on the situation. But he says, whose mind is stayed on him will be kept in perfect peace. Amen? Let's stand, let's worship.
When peace like a river attended my way.
bow before you, Lord.
We bow before you, Lord. We bow before you, Lord.
For you are our God.
For you are our God. And you are our King. We bow before you.
Can we lift up a praise to Him? We will praise as we wait. Prophetic songs from your spirit. The Bible says, I will sing a song from my heart to the Lord. Right now is that time. Sing songs from your heart to the Lord.
Right.
God is giving us a key that will open locked doors and situations. I had two pictures. One was of a key and the other one was of a stool. You know, sometimes we can't reach these things there. You can jump, but you just can't reach. But if you had a high stool, you'd be able to easily reach them. Okay? And so, listen to what, it's a little bit longer, but just listen to this. You know, how we see ourselves determines what we will do. You know, even at the video that we were supposed to watch in the gym, what we think determines how we feel. All right? And, you know, so whatever challenges we face, as Nava said earlier, if we focus on the trouble, we'll be troubled. But if we focus on Jesus, that's where our peace comes from. And I feel the key is that we've got to learn to apply this in different situations in our lives. Okay? And this is what it is. In Joel chapter 3, you know, we may not feel healed. We may not feel there's a breakthrough in our situation. We may not feel whatever. But how do we respond to the trouble? How, you know, where do we get this peace from? Look at Joel chapter 3, verse 10. Somebody read that? Maybe you'd like to sit down a bit. Yeah, Joel chapter 3, verse 10, very quickly. Okay. He says, the second part of that says, let the weakling say, I am strong. This is God prophesying and telling the people. He says, let those who are weak in the ESV, it says, let the weak say, I am a warrior. So God, you know, we feel weak. We know we are weak. But God says, you declare that you are a warrior. Sounds difficult to do, no? To say, I am a warrior. I am strong. All right? In God. We see this happening in Scripture. We see it happening in Judges with Gideon. You remember Gideon? Yeah, he was, by his own words, he says in Judges chapter 6, he says, where is that? He says, he says, please, Lord, how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I'm the least in my father's house. Okay, how did he see himself? Our clan is the weakest among all the clans, and In the father's house, like he says, and I'm the weakest. What is this? You know, and I'm the least in my father's house. But how did God see him? Okay, when the angel of the Lord came to Gideon, what did he call him? You weakling? You know, he says this. What is this? Now the angel of the Lord came to him and said, the Lord is with you, O mighty man of valor, mighty warrior. This is in verse 17. Sorry, did I get that right? No, sorry, it's verse 12. Verse 12. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. See the difference? God's perspective, Gideon is a mighty warrior. Gideon's perspective, We're the weakest clan and the weakest in my family. And he had done nothing till then. Remember, he had done nothing. He was hiding. That's what he had done. But God used him greatly. So you're seeing the key? Yeah? The key is we are aware of our weaknesses. We are aware of the situation. We're not denying it. But we are declaring a higher truth. Yeah? I am a mighty warrior. Okay? We're declaring, I'm not a weakling, I'm strong. Okay? Yeah, I'm not well, but I declare I'm healed. See the difference? Yeah? One more example to show you how scriptural this is. It happened with Abraham. Remember Abraham? Yeah? In Romans chapter 6, it tells us about Abraham. Romans 4. Romans 4 verse 19. He did not, Romans 4, without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead. So he said, yeah, I'm old, it's as good as dead. That's the fact. But he still believed the promises of God. So there is a balance there. Yeah, we know this is the fact, but the truth of the word, what God says about it, is different. And how was it operational in Abraham's life? Very simple. What was his name? Abraham. It was Abraham. It became Abraham. What does Abraham mean? Father of a multitude. Multitude. And he had no children. Okay. So his wife kept confessing. He kept saying, father of a multitude. Face the fact his body is as good as dead. But he believed God. Okay. So that's the key, people, this morning. Now, the key is there, you've got to take it. The stool is there, you've got to climb it. What does it mean? It means whatever challenge or situation you're facing, will you be like Gideon and be like Abraham and be like the people that God spoke in Joel? Okay? So let the weakling say, I'm strong. Weak, mighty warrior. Nope. As good as dead. Father of a multitude. Now, I want you to think about what is the problem that you're facing in your life. And this is how we're going to overcome these challenges. Okay? So in my case, you know, my throat has been bad. Yeah, I can. That's a fact. That's what has happened. But for me, I'm going to declare, Lord, I believe I'm by your stripes, I am healed. All right? So that's where it is. See the difference? So can you think about it? What is your situation? Maybe it's a job. Maybe you want to see people saved. Let's confess with our mouth the truth of God's word. Amen. Amen. Okay? Let's not focus on the problem, but focus on the presence of Jesus. The last scripture was Isaiah 26, was it? He will keep him in perfect peace, him whose mind is stayed on him. Okay, it's somewhere in Isaiah 26. All right? And so really, the peace happens when we focus on Jesus, not on the problem. So let's put this into practice. Okay, quickly stand up, everybody. Think of one situation that is troubling you. Okay? So don't declare that situation and say, oh no, this is the situation. Declare, what does God say about it? Okay, what is the truth of what God says? Okay, don't think like Gideon. Think like what the angel of the Lord said. Okay? And go to somebody. Go to somebody and confess that. Declare it. That's the key that will unlock the situation. All right? So think of the situation. Go to somebody and confess what God says about it. Okay? You're not a weakling. You're strong. You're a mighty warrior. Let's do that. That will release faith and release the blessing and the power of God. Let's do it.
I will kneel in the dust at the foot of the cross. Mercy has passed, your blood has hidden me. I will kneel in the dust at the foot of the cross, where mercy paid for me. Where the wrong I deserve, it is gone.
Prayer today.